Now to Wausau, where a groundwater toxicologist from the state health department said at a water commission meeting in recent days that there are immediate risks with Wausau's drinking water due to elevated levels of PFAS. These are the human-made chemicals used for their stain resistance, their water resistance, found in things like mascara, nonstick cooking pans, rain jackets, firefighting foam, so many things. So what concerns do you have about PFAS in your drinking water supply? Are you taking new precautions? Have you switched to drinking bottled water for part of the day? Conversation right here, 800-642-1234. Rob Menser is WPR's Rural Communities reporter based in Wausau. Rob, welcome back.
Hi, Kate. Thanks for having me.
Hi. So help us understand, what do you see unfolding in Wausau with PFAS contamination?
Sure. So Wausau is just the latest of, you know, dozens of communities in Wisconsin that have discovered these chemicals in the water supply. But Wausau is unique in that what it found was elevated levels of PFAS in all of its wells. Hmm. So what will happen in some places is they'll do tests. They'll find a few too many PFAS in a couple of the wells. Maybe they shut down those wells. They've in Eau Claire, for instance, the city shut down nearly half of its wells. Other places have, maybe the levels are a little high in one well, but they can blend the water with others and get sort of below these proposed state standards for these chemicals. And Wausau just can't do that because the levels were elevated in all the city water.
Wow. Is there any type of speculation as to why there are elevated levels in all the wells? Where did the contamination come from?
You know, there's speculation, but that would be the word for it. There is nothing solid on what the cause is. You know, the community of the town of Peshtigo in Wisconsin had extremely high PFAS levels, and it was like very obvious why, because there was this fire training facility that formerly used this type of firefighting foam that was very high in these chemicals. So it was like there's like a clear relationship there. I'm not aware of anything like that in Wausau. It's not so obvious. I think that is something that remains to be seen.
The state health department groundwater toxicologist said some really unsettling things to hear, and perhaps shifting to drinking bottled water for half the day. What did you hear there?
Yeah, so, you know, PFAS, the effects of them, they're not acute. They accumulate over time in your body. And so it's not the case that discovering somewhat elevated PFAS levels is like an immediate crisis for the next glass of water that you drink. But on the other hand, there have been people who are inclined to say, well, this is like no big deal. And so in this meeting this week, people from the state, a toxicologist, a doctor with the Department of Health Services said, well, actually there are, you know, at these levels, there are health risks to this. The risks over time are, you know, include elevated risk for some cancers, lower birth rates, reduced fertility in women. And it's like, it's no joke. So there are options to filter the water. There are options to switch to distilled water or partially switch. But I mean, I think it's hard to process a threat that is not like an immediate emergency, but is also not nothing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm, and that's PFAS. It falls somewhere in between there.
The city also just did some pretty significant upgrades to its water systems and in its treatment facilities. Is that right?
The city is in the process of making those treatments. So the city has broken ground on a new treatment facility. It is supposed to be come online in, officials have said, like early August, perhaps. And that treatment facility was not planned with capacity to treat PFAS in the water. They now say that they will be able to add that capacity within this new treatment facility. And so there's like a hope and an expectation that when that comes online, it will be in fact treating the water for PFAS contamination. But like, again, that creates a it creates a question or a problem about, like, what does the city do? What do we Wausau residents do between now and August?
We're also seeing other communities around the state really intertwined with litigation and you know, multiple lawsuits. Do you expect any litigation in Wausau over PFAS contamination?
The mayor of Wausau, Katie Rosenberg, said at the initial press conference in response to a reporter's question when the city first announced this, that sort of like all options would be on the table.
Okay.
This just became public last week. And this week there was a meeting of the Water Commission that was sort of looking at what short-term, medium-term, long-term steps they're taking. The body that hasn't met on this yet is the Wausau City Council. And that's the place where there may be more pressure from the public for actions, like, first of all, for taking immediate action and also for looking at blame or what figuring out the causes of that. And I think that remains to be seen, but it's like it's something I'm very interested in. I think there will be more information to come out on.
And meanwhile, the Wausau School District says it's introducing point of use water filtration systems in all schools based on this news. What does that entail?
Right. The Wausau School District acted pretty fast, and you can imagine people are concerned about their kids drinking water. The first thing that Wausau Schools did was turn off the drinking fountains after this became public, and ask people to send their kids with bottles of water for a few days. They've communicated a lot with parents. I have a kid in the Wausau School District, so I've seen these communications. And for instance, their cafeteria facilities were already equipped with like a what is called a reverse osmosis filter system. Mm-hmm. And so the cooking use of water in sort of food preparation is not a problem. That is the PFAS is already being filtered out that way. What they added is these water filtration systems. At least one is now in each of these affected schools. They're going to be adding some more. And so that means they're going to be able to turn back on those water fountains for the kids.
Talking with Rob Mentzer, WPR's rural communities reporter based in Wausau, looking at PFAS contamination and other issues that central Wisconsin is facing. Let's also touch here on the sturgeon spearing season. And there is a new Sturgeon General, Margaret Stadig. Can you tell us about what is going on there with, because the previous Sturgeon General had an issue with illegal caviar ring.
Sure. Yeah. The sturgeon spearing season is 16 days, and it is a really big deal in sort of the Fox Valley and Lake Winnebago area. Fond du Lac in particular, it sees a huge number of tourists, visitors, and just a lot of activity around the sturgeon spearing season. Sturgeon are these like giant prehistoric fish.
Ancient, yes.
And Lake Winnebago has the largest sort of like self-sustaining sturgeon population in the world. So it's a big deal. And there was some controversy last year, an unusual story last year where a number of people were charged with crimes in relation to a ring of illegal caviar sharing and trading system. And one of the people caught up in this investigation was the state's sturgeon biologist, a longtime sturgeon biologist named Ryan Koenigs. We sort of jokingly referred to the position as the Sturgeon General of Wisconsin. And he ended up pleading guilty to misleading investigators in this who are looking into this this ring, and he resigned as a result of that. I mean, that's, you know, it's, these are misdemeanor charges, but like he was in charge of the sturgeon.
Connect the dots here, because sturgeon eggs are really valuable, and from what I gather, only sturgeon eggs qualify as caviar, and producing caviar is super expensive.
That's right. Yeah, no, I mean, it's this delicacy, right? Mm-hmm. And so if you are in Fond du Lac around the sturgeon spearing time, you may be in a position where there's like, you encounter a whole bunch of this material that is like sought after in for chefs all over the world. And so there were stories about like, you know, it's a bad look. There are stories about like DNR officials who were putting sturgeon caviar on pieces of pizza, supposedly because it would otherwise be wasted. But there are regulations about that. You're not mm-hmm. allowed to do that. So this is what was ultimately broken up by authorities.
So the sturgeon spearing season runs through the 27th, or until I guess they reach their harvest caps. Do you have any indication how the season is going? Because, you know, as you said, Lake Winnebago is really where the action is.
Right. So in a briefing yesterday, a DNR official said they expect that there will be that the season will extend through the full 16 days.
Okay.
They've closed a portion of sort of the upriver portion of the lake, but the main Lake Winnebago season will continue. They said that that spearers have harvested 626 fish as of this week, and there have been 45 sturgeon harvested that were over 100 pounds.
Holy
Kate.
Moly. Wow. Yeah. That is a
haul. The largest, I'll just go ahead. I'll just go on with it. The largest was 75 inches and 150.1 pounds. The female sturgeon.
Oh,
that's
my
a big
goodness.
Fish.
Yes, it is. Rob, always good to talk with you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Rob Mintzer is WPR's Rural Communities reporter based in Wausau. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.